visited Bali during a sacrifice. He came being requested by the demigods to bring them back their just share, because Bali Maharaj had taken the whole universe by force, and also the upper planetary systems, and was now ruling it. The demigods had no place really to go, and therefore they prayed to Lord Vishnu to appear to give them back their share of the universe, their area which was rightfully their own. Then Lord Vishnu appeared in the form of Vamana Dev, and he actually requested Bali Maharaj for only 3 steps of land. This is actually a trick only. He knew he wanted to take it all. And when Bali Maharaj said, yes, 3 steps of land, no problem. Why do you ask for so little? Vamana Dev tricked him even more. He said, you know, someone who is not satisfied with three steps of land, he cannot become satisfied even if he owns the whole universe. This Shukracharya, the Acharya for the demons, he somehow felt, ooh, he's going to take the whole universe away. This is Vishnu, don't give him anything. Yesterday I heard about how Prabhupada commented this. He said Shukracharya was dependent on the maintenance from Bali Maharaj, and he thought if Bali Maharaj becomes poor by losing everything, he can't maintain me any longer. And he said, just like I am sometimes maintained by you, if you stop your maintenance, I'm finished. He said. But Bali Maharaj, he was saying, no, if it is Vishnu who came, took everything, let him have everything. This Shukracharya cursed him and said goodbye to him. So, Bali Maharaj Purport passed the severe test put before him by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is further proof of the Lord's mercy toward his devotee. The Supreme Personality of Godhead sometimes puts a devotee to severe tests that are almost unbearable. One could hardly even live under the conditions forced upon Bali Maharaj. That Bali Maharaj endured all the severe tests and austerities is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. The Lord certainly appreciates the devotee's forbearance, and it is recorded for the future glorification of the devotee. This was not an ordinary test. As described in this verse, hardly anyone could survive such a test. But for the future glorification of Bali Maharaj, one of the Mahajans, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only tested him, but also gave him the strength to endure and tolerate such adversity. The Lord is so kind to his devotee that when severely testing him, the Lord gives him the necessary strength to be tolerant and continue to remain a glorious devotee. Hare Krishna. Just put this into the ideal position. Yes, this is good. Hare Krishna. Let me again summarize this wonderful purport of Srila Prabhupada, because it is extremely relevant, as we will see for our own spiritual lives. Srila Prabhupada speaks about tests which are put before a devotee. And he says that the Lord has something in mind when he tests his devotee. The Lord certainly appreciates the devotee's forbearance, and it is recorded for the future glorification of the devotee. This was not an and then the Supreme Personality of Godhead not only tested Bali Maharaj, but also gave him the strength to tolerate such adversity. The Lord is so kind to his devotee that when severely testing him, the Lord gives him the necessary strength to be tolerant and continue to remain a glorious devotee. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today is a special day. It is the day after Ekadasi. It's called Dwadasi, Mahadwadasi even. And I would like to talk about a special subject matter, the subject matter of tests and spiritual life. All of us will be tested in spiritual life, and many of us have already been tested in spiritual life. Often this test is put before us by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's, in order to test us, sends his testing agent Maya into our life. At that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants to see something which is important for him. He wants to see our forbearance. Forbearance means that we tolerate even adversities or adverse conditions and still continue on in our spiritual practices. For Krishna, there's a certain reason why he wants to see if we have this quality in our spiritual life. He wants to see if we are really interested in him or if we are interested in other things. There is what we can call in colloquial terms the sunshine devotee. A sunshine devotee is very nice and enthusiastic when the sun is shining. That is, when the external circumstances are pleasure, encouraging, enjoyable even, and pleasant. However, when at that time he's willing to do something for Krishna, but when the circumstances change, at that time the sunshine devotee is no longer enthusiastic. He becomes depressed, mental, and full of doubts. His interest or his enthusiasm in spiritual life was very much or is very much dependent on external circumstances, and therefore it can easily be broken. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur deals with this stage in his Madhurya Kadambini. He describes that when a devotee is not yet steady in his spiritual life, his enthusiasm is fickle, that is dependent on external circumstances. For instance, when there is nice prasadam, the devotee is happy, his belly is full, and a warming ring of fat accumulates around his waist. He becomes extremely, he becomes willing to do something. But if the prasadam becomes a little bit meager because of a financial crisis in the treasury, then the devotee becomes uninspired and incapable to function really in his activities for which he was previously so enthusiastic. You can see the source of his enthusiasm are these circumstances, good food, appreciation by others maybe. That's very important for a human being. It's more important than food even, to be recognized and be given attention. Hunger for this is more than for food. But when this is no longer there, then he is not inspired. Now a devotee who is becoming steady in his or her spiritual life, he derives his source of inspiration not from the external field, which is very often changing, but from Krishna alone. And this stage is important before you can enter into the kingdom of God. Krishna is very expert and determined even to test his devotee if the devotee wants and can take shelter in Krishna. That's the point on which we are tested. When tests come, and we can see it when our lives get difficult and we put all these existential questions, am I right here, is this the right activity, does this make sense for me in my life, at that time you should know that it's time to look for your ultimate shelter. What are you made of? What are your let me say ultimate loyalties in life? Where do you feel connected to? What is your real source of inspiration? And usually it is seen when a devotee manages to come to this point in his or her life, that, oh yes, I am a part and parcel of Krishna, and I somehow, although I may not be fully qualified, want to establish my relationship to Krishna and become connected to him again, then usually the circumstances change. The test is over. It is no longer required to test us like this. Prabhupada once expressed it like this, that Maya's duty... Srinivas, you are a little tired. No, good. Maya's duty is to test the devotee and see that only a devotee comes to Krishna who will not disturb the Lord. Not disturb the Lord means he is loving the Lord. He fits into this atmosphere of love. This looking out for our ultimate shelter is a very interesting and a very deep and satisfying meditation in spiritual life. One of the most wonderful stories which I know, which illustrate this, is from Pandurangam Vitalnath, that is Lord Panduranga in Maharashtra. Srinivas, your roots go to Maharashtra or they go to Rajasthan? Yes, you told me about. for God. In a very difficult time, this deity proved how he tests his devotee and how he protects the devotees who pass the test. The time was when the Moguls fell over Maharashtra to capture the government of this Indian state. Now, they couldn't become successful because there was one king whose name was Maharaj Shiva. He was not Shiva, but his name was Shivaji. He's known as Shivaji. He was an extremely powerful king. He was one of the last kings which the Moguls could not force into submission. Of course, there were many in Rajasthan, where Srinivas comes, who has also these extremely impressive Kshatriya qualities in his life. They were so heavy, the Rajasthani kings, that the Moguls also, you know, they conquered everything else except our Rajasthani kings and Shivaji in this is it West India or West India? Yes. So all they wanted since is to capture this Shivaji, because they knew then only they would be able to reign Maharashtra. It's almost like the Americans. All they think from morning till evening is if he can get this Saddam Hussein, you know, then there will be, then we can do our next policeman activity, world policeman. So this was now the prime political target. Now one day they got the information by spies. Shivaji had gone without his army into the temple of Pandurang. Lord Vitalnath is his name. You see, you can't enter the temple of the Lord with the army. It is not. It's all right. It is not required. So they put a huge army around the temple, and then they started to march. The king said, anyone who can get me the head of Shivaji, he will get 10,000 gold coins. That's a lot. And the soldiers went like, wah, you know, and they closed in the temple. So Shivaji was there and prayed to he had gone to Vitalnath to pay his obeisances and so on. He was a very pious king. And all of a sudden he heard the pious pilgrims screaming because the Muslims were in full attack. They slaughtered the pilgrims. Where is Shivaji? Where is Shivaji? You know, wanting to get him and get this prize. And Shivaji, no. I have two chances. I can surrender to, I can take full shelter of Vitalnath, or I can try to solve it myself. He was a powerful Kshatriya. These Kshatriyas, you must be knowing, they were capable to fight with many, many people at once. We know from the Mahabharata times that there were these Kshatriyas who were able to take on 10,000 people at once. Maharathis. So Shivaji, I do not know what was his capacity. 10,000 is very much, but he had a huge capacity. Sometimes devotees have heard about the Bruce Lee fighter who could fight with 50 people, or I don't know, 20 people. I'm not expert, and I don't think anyone will now raise his hand and tell us, because it would show that you look at Bruce Lee movies. So, but you know, there was a chance for him to solve it. He was dressed in a sari. He had come in disguise, and he was thinking. Now, while this was going on, the Muslim people came closer and closer. "Where is Shivaji? He should come out immediately," was the demand. And all of a sudden, they saw a wonderful horse, a big horse, and on a Shivaji with a sword. He was galloping out of the temple. He was cutting a breche, a path, way through the Muslim soldiers, and began to gallop. He was very, very powerful. They could see, and the commanders went, "Okay, we have to get him. 10,000 gold coins is a good amount." And they began to encircle him. Shivaji was galloping in a valley. It was a wonderful act he did, and they were coming. They know how now we have him. They went on the mountains from all sides, surrounded him, and then went down the mountains. Chung, 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 chung. We should make a movie about it. Chung, chung. They closed at Shivaji. All of a sudden, Shivaji again rushed on top of the mountain, and with his, not on top, but up the mountain. They came behind him, and then he went down again, two times, crossed to them. The whole army followed him and went down to the valley. From one side they came, from another side, another part of the armies came, and they immediately went, you know, they came in the mountain, Talsohle, in the bottom of the mountain. And they began to beat on each other, and they killed each other because they were so greedy to get him. Can you imagine the coming here? And then, when a few were surviving, they saw how Shivaji and the horse disappeared. Just disappeared. Bloom. Meanwhile, Shivaji was sitting in the temple, in the sari. "My dear Lord, should your promise to protect your devotees be annihilated here? Should the Muslims who are known to persecute your devotees, should they just be able to do this because I am captured by them without arms? I have not brought my sword. I have not brought my horse. I have only brought myself to surrender to you. Please protect me." This is the end of the story. And I think by your transcendental intelligence you can understand easily what happened. Lord Vitalnath heard the exclusive surrender of Shivaji, who surrendered his life into his hands, and he became so compassionate that he personally took care of the problem by taking on a form and galloping, and in this way getting rid of the Muslim people who wanted to capture his dear devotee. Very often this step or this decision is required to solve a test of Lord Krishna. Very often in the face of so many disturbing factors, an army of disturbing factors, the devotee is required to take exclusive shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord. That is very often the turning point in one's spiritual life, where one can actually do this and understand, everything is now against me, I must do this step. Let us hear the verse again. Although bereft of his riches, fallen from his original position, defeated and arrested by his enemies, there's a lot of tests, rebuked and deserted by his relatives and friends, and although suffering the pain of being bound, and although rebuked and cursed by his own spiritual master, Bali Maharaj, being fixed in his vow, did not give up his truthfulness. We must be true devotees of the Lord. That is, even when things look so unauspicious and unpleasant, that we do surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the guideline for all devotees in this material world. And all our life situations which come around us are often just meant to bring us to this stage where we just surrender to the Lord. I want to give you an example which I have given in Vrindavan when Bhrigu Muni Prabhu was in the audience, which is very telling. While I'm telling this, I would like, if someone can get me the Nectar of Devotion and open it to page 91, the English Nectar of Devotion. One is already going. When someone decides to become very serious in his or her spiritual life, at that time, the material energy, or at that time the tests start. The material energy, which is working as the maidservant of Krishna, makes life difficult. This is seen in all spiritual traditions, not only our own, but in the Christian mystics, they talk about this. And other traditions as well. Because, Srila Prabhupada explained, that Maya doesn't let us go as easily. He once said in the Gita that becoming Krishna consciousness is like declaring war on the material energy. What do you think the material energy will do? Imagine a little country like thank you very much. A little country like Switzerland declares war on the world polis, America, the self-declared world polis, America. Actually, we shouldn't talk politically. What do you think America would do? The first thing it would do, it was find, are they serious? Do they want to fight with us? They would send their diplomats and their ministers, let us sit on the Verhandlungstisch, let us talk about it. And then the Swiss people would say, yes, you are nonsense. You did this in Serbia. You did this in Iraq. You always put your dirty fingers into other people's lives. This is enough now, and no one looks up. We will give you the sauce. Really? Says Bill Clinton. But you're so small. No. And then the first bomb would come, New York. Bang! Right, and the Empire State Building. Or, no, why the Empire State Building? The Freiheit statue, the Liberty statue, bang, they would go up. And on the TV, they would all go like, ha, 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 ha. And then America would say, really? Are they serious? And then the next, we give you a warning in in half an hour, get out of your White House. And then they would run out of the house and then, bang, the White House is finished, you know. And then, really? They would, but at one stage they would say, enough now. And then they would program all their demoniac weapons, and they would, you know, just give Switzerland the sauce, you know, like anything. And because they have a lot of weapons, most probably Switzerland. I don't know. It's just an example. Anyways, let us not get too much into the detail. This is what happens when you're small Hans Meyer, or a small Ulla of Finland declares that he or she wants to become a devotee. Maya will really say, really? And then after some time the tests will come. Are you serious? and so on. Another example which I think will make it very clear why Maya specifically tests the devotees is who wants to become serious in his or her spiritual life and does all types of things. Is an example which I like very much. When you go to Södertälje, on your left way, there are the criminals, something, you know, where I heard the most dangerous criminals of Sweden are imprisoned. I always look for a long time, you know, because it has a certain atmosphere which is special. Imagine now a prison. There is a prisoner. No one cares for him. No one writes him a letter. He's just behind bars. He reads some uninspiring literature and looks at some TV and is just there and just getting claustrophobia. You know, that he's imprisoned. No one really cares for him. From time to time, he goes on the prison court to walk up and down so that his muscles don't fall asleep totally and so on. Now, the moment this not cared for prisoner decides to escape the prison, the whole atmosphere changes. Search dogs are coming out. Woof, 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 where is he? The special searchlights come. Electrical devices are activated. A special elite troop of soldiers or prisoners are flown in by helicopters. Helicopters are going all over the area. So much attention is given to him. Hare Krishna. Before, no attention, but now, where he decides to leave the prison, it's all attention. The whole, state of Sweden is describing this prisoner is now leaving it. In Germany, we have one doctor who is working in a prison, and he described that in this prison where he is working, the most terrible criminal of Germany is kept at this moment. Now, this criminal is kept there because he has already escaped from one prison. This became a very big news in the whole of Germany. Everyone knows this poor neurotic person who killed a few people out of mental illness, and he had escaped one prison by taking a prison guard and just going out with him. And then, I mean, it is a wild story. Then they developed a friendship, the guard and the hostum, the hostage developed a friendship and an illicit relationship and so on. This is so crazy, the material world. But everyone knows about this criminal because no one knew about him when he was in the prison. But when he tried to, first of all, he could escape. Now also, everyone knows about this guy. This is how much attention is given to someone who wants to escape. This is also when you want to escape the material energy. If you declare war on Maya, she will really try to get you. It's very, very, very difficult. Once one of our Swamijis in our society was telling to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I think I'm now above sexual temptation." Prabhupada said, "Never say like this. You don't know how powerful Maya is. How can you say this? Now you are in great danger. Maya is very attentive now to you." Prabhupada was worried. And in fact, this Swamiji he had a huge project in in America. I said it, I didn't want to say. He actually fell down in the most, you really are the dip, you have to do this, Maya just got him. This is a very important point, dear devotees. As soon as you declare war on Maya, if you become serious, Maya will get you. In yoga, in Hatha yoga, we are also yogis in some sense. Our tradition is also a yoga tradition, a bhakti yoga tradition. In Hatha yoga, when you learn your exercises, you know that after some time, you will be tested. In Hatha yoga, it is though that you in your body there will be a certain tamasic energy which will keep you from making your yoga exercises. I think, Haraka Prabhu, you have done yoga exercises. I'm still doing them for health reasons. And here is one, our gentleman, you'd want to do yoga exercise, so much tamagun comes that you can't do the exercises. You can't break through. Many devotees have tried to do yoga for health reasons, but all of a sudden they feel this mysterious laziness in them, which keeps them from doing the exercises. They are tested. I think every one of us knows, isn't it? All of a sudden, we are so lazy that we actually can't do the exercises. We are not extremely determined. This is also there in Krishna consciousness. All of a sudden, you become lazy for your sadhana. You become lazy to get up. You become lazy for... It is a tamasic energy which is sent by Maya to keep you from progressing in your spiritual life. It is known. It's not only... It is something you have to count on. It will come for sure. So, at this moment, what is our possibility? Our possibility at this moment when we are tested by Maya, by Krishna through Maya, it is we have to take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. That's the only thing. Very often, the tests also come in the form of reactions to our previous activities. This is another very important point of consideration. All of us have had many activities and our past nature comes to us in a way where we feel it's almost impossible to say no. We feel a certain urge, a certain something to do. Maybe we want to, we feel all of a sudden the desire to take a guitar and play it with our teeth like Jimi Hendrix. We don't know what is going on. It's your karma which comes. or we feel a desire to just break out of the regiment, sadhan which we have, and just, you know, I don't want travel to the hellish planets and experience life there. You know, we have a desire, maybe like some of our devotees, to take intoxicants, and you know, to, I do not wish to give example. You are yourself a human being. You know what comes. Old attachments, maybe. One devotee was in Heidelberg. He joined. He had given up everything except for his huge stones collection. He had like all the tapes of the stones, you know, whatever peep they made was on tape. When he was going to bed, he was having this, and we would hear, you know, I can't get no satisfaction. And you know, I once asked him, this is very unusual music in the temple. It is very much more rajasic style. And he said, I can give up everything except the stones. He said, yes. Yeah. Maya comes. Because of our karma, what we did previously. It is not that immediately when you become a devotee, you go like tabula rasa. I think we wish sometimes, but it doesn't work like this. Spiritual psychology tells us that each activity which you do creates an impression in the mind which is called a sanskara, and these impressions are still there and will in some ways form you. So at that time it's very, very important to surrender to Krishna. What you do as a devotee when it gets very difficult, you must see if you can dedicate this. Maybe you can't dedicate Mick Jagger with Krishna consciousness. Devotees tried it, tried to preach to him, but he said, this is not my cup of tea. You know, it's not his style, this sattvic and spiritual lifestyle. So, what to do? You may have to become very serious and say, this, I look for intense musical experience, so let me see if I can get it in heartbreaking kirtan. Or maybe I can get it, you have to see if you can dedicate this in some way. Find out what is behind the thing, behind the temptation. Maybe you feel very much attracted to the opposite sex. Find out what is behind it. Maybe it can be solved very easily without having to, you know, break principles which you have in your lives. Maybe you just need a good friend to talk with and feel some good emotions in your life. So on. In other words, take the Aikido method of dealing with your anattas. See them and take the strengths and use them for your own benefit. If there's lust, you can engage it in Krishna's service by becoming very eager to do something outstanding for Krishna. This is Narottam Das Thakur. If you have greed, you want to have something, then Of course, this is very high. We may not be able to apply the same techniques in our lives because we have different sanskaras altogether. But the way Narottam Das Thakur describes it,